Good evening, this is DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, brought to you by myself, Nige, and Steph over there doing all the technical control bits.
Good evening.
Good evening. Right, this is your fortnightly dose of industrial goth, EBM, electronic, alternative, bit of everything really in the kind of goth alternative scene. Coming up later in the show, we've got lots and lots of electronic-y industrial stuff because, well, this show we've been very inspired by InFest, so we've got a load of bands that are going to be playing next in the next couple of weeks at InFest over in Bradford. So, yes, we've got all that coming up in the show with bands like the Azoic and Decoded Feedback and Psycho Bitch. Well, I don't think Psycho Bitch are playing, but we're just playing them anyway. Yes, we're just playing them anyway. As usual, we've got a mix of bands that aren't playing InFest, but we just like anyway. yes. yes, we opened the show there with Covenant with a track called Monochrome, which you probably know very, very well. And of course, they're playing InFest 2. And that was off Northern Light, which was a fantastic album. And hopefully, at InFest, we will hear more of the new stuff off their new album, or forthcoming album, Skyshaper, which will be out soon, hopefully. So, hopefully, we'll hear lots of good stuff about them, and we'll rave to you about that in lots of detail after InFest in a fortnight's time. But for the time being, we're going to continue with the music and continue with the tunes, and we're going to play you some Spetsnaz with Evader.
Of his emotional freak show.
concerned again. It's just something you can't see.
This is DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM with our upcoming Towards Infest special, basically. That was Iris with Lose and Wanting. They're, of course, playing Infest. And up and coming up later in the show are lots more bands who are playing Infest, so you can get a good idea of what kind of music you're going to be hearing in a weekend and a bit of time. Right, as usual, I'm going to run down the stuff that's going on in the local area, in the goth alternative world of things event-wise. It's actually kind of quiet, as you'd imagine, with a big festival coming up. Not too many people seem to be putting on gigs. So the ones I found out about are on Saturday the 20th of August, we have the Wendy House, as usual, on the third Saturday of the month. That's goth 80s G's alternative downstairs with hard dance industrial bleepy stuff upstairs. £4 to get in, 9pm till 2:30am. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. And following that, on Friday the 26th, we have Resurrected at the George. Now, George Resurrected is normally a good old mix of old school and electronic and newer goth stuff. However, because they're clashing with Infest, they seem to be doing a trad goth special. So if you're not too excited about all the electronic stuff, there's a trad goth special at Resurrected in Leeds. So it's going to be loads of old school goth, a bit of 80s alternative. That's £2 on the door, 8pm till 1am. Both of those events are in Leeds, I think I forgot to mention. Right, and of course, we're wittering on continuously about throughout the show, on Friday the 26th of August to Sunday the 28th, we have Infest here in Bradford at the Student Union. Huge list of bands, some fantastic ones: Covenant, Blood Angel, Q, Fix Me McCarthy, Punch Inc, HIV, Powder Pussy, Uniquiv, Decoded Feedback, Deviant UK, Tinomin, Iris, The Azoic, and Final Selection. All for £30. I believe tickets.
Absolutely.
I believe tickets are still available. I don't think there's much accommodation. I think that's mainly been sold out already. But if you're listening to this, you're more than likely in the Bradford area, so get yourself down there if you're enjoying the kind of music we're playing on the show. Right, that's all I could really find out about. As always, if you want to tell us about a gig or a club night that you're promoting, drop us a line at www.dacsimulation.org and we'll let everyone know. Righty, I think we're going to continue with some tunes now. We're going to go for three people who are playing Infest. We've got the Azoic, Decoded Feedback, and Q coming up, but we're going to start with the Azoic with Going Under.
It is done. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM with the very loud and noisy cue with Synapse Breacher, I believe that's pronounced. Before that, you heard Decoded Feedback with Supernova, and before that was the Azoic with Going Under. Three bands who are playing Infest in a week and a bit's time, which is going to be fantastic as we continually rave about on this show. Right, we're going to continue with the tunes now with a couple of bands which aren't playing Infest, one of which has. This one has in previous years. This is Icon of Coil with Shelter.
Shelter in this world. I'm so prisoner in this world.
Beguile, who was this? turned to become laughing at her, and began to smile, and it began to love, and she began to understand it's a killing, killing, killing smile.
Okay, you heard Psycho Bitch with Killing Smile, and before that you heard Icon of Coil with Shelter. Two bands which won't be playing Infest, unfortunately, because, well, Icon have played already before, and Psycho Bitch, well, they just haven't turned up yet. Hopefully some year we will see them. Fingers crossed.
I'm still praying for that.
Yes, Mr. Steph over there is a very big fan. Talking about big fans, you were also quite a fan of Skinny Puppy, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
You did get to see them recently.
I saw them in Manchester recently at the university. It was an experience and a half. Very, very kind of graphic stage show where the singer, I think his name is Dave Ogre, at least I think that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of before they actually came on stage, we saw some buckets of fluid and red stuff being put on the stage, and we thought, uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
And then when the band did come on stage, the singer was in this kind of shaman, white, weird, kind of dressed up, you know what I mean? No?
What was it, kind of a shaman white top thing?
Yeah, and with this, like, what I think was supposed to be a like chicken like headdress,
right, thing. So lots of kind of dead raw meat kind of look to him, and
yeah,
and all quite gross if you think of it that way.
Yeah, and then when he started, like, I think it was the second or third song in, he starts like actually chucking this fake blood around, which carried on for the whole of the set.
Man, I guess the crowd, if they knew Skinny Puppy, they were expecting it.
Yeah,
they're well known for their theatrical stage shows,
yes,
and bits of blood and guts and all that kind of stuff.
But he actually kept on like changing his head dresses throughout the whole set.
All right, so every few tracks he turned up with a new headdress.
Yeah, and it was just,
they were all gore and weird. And
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was the music? Were they good and tight and just
very tight? Yeah. Very, very tight band. It was all that I expected from a Skinny Puppy gig, and a lot more.
Was it lots of well-known tracks, or was it loads of new material, or a good mixture of both?
Hits and well-known, you know, stuff. Couple of tracks off their latest release, The Greater the Wrong Over the Right,
which we've played quite a bit on the show, I seem to remember.
Yeah, and then the set comprised a back catalogue, well-known.
Yeah, the tracks, you know, people wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Ah, fantastic.
So,
It sounds like it went down really well. However, it was a bit surprising they got moved to a smaller venue at the last minute, because low ticket sales, I believe.
Well, thing is, the gig wasn't that well, like, publicised.
Yeah, I've heard this from a few people.
I only found out about it through a mutual friend.
Mm.
And then I went on to Psy and, yeah, you know...
Found out all the info, yeah. Yeah.
But there was no info about the UK tour in any of the rocks, you know, the rock-y... You know,
magazines and email lists and stuff. Yeah, well, maybe they'll fill out bigger venues if they promote a little more. Mm. But it was probably good to get that like real close feeling where you're not stood like hundreds of yards away from the band. You can actually get up close and see them.
Exactly, exactly.
Fantastic.
I actually got some very, very, very good choice picks while I was there.
Great, great. The use of digital cameras just exploding the amount of photos people take of bands and things these days.
Well, anyway, shall we go?
Yeah, continue with some tunes. Shall we continue with some more bands playing Infest for a change? We're going to carry on with a bit of Deviant. This is a track called Angel One.
I'm sorry you hate what you have created. Angel.
Okay, that was Deviant with Angel One, who are, of course, playing Infest. And we have been absolutely caught out tonight. We've had so many good tunes that time has run away with us, and we've only got time for one last track. So I want to say good night and thanks for listening, and we will be back after Infest in a fortnight's time, as usual. You can generally find out information about the show or get in touch with us if you want to tell us about anything or just generally comment on our show at www.daxsimulation.org. Well, that's about it, really. Have a lot of fun, and we're going to leave you tonight with Seidel and a track called Far Away.